tree. They're bracing now for flash floods in Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State. President-elect Trump has made more administration picks, including the WWE's Linda McMahon for Education Secretary. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
Trump announcing Linda McMahon, the former WWE executive who served in his first administration, to run the Department of Education.
One other thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education.
But that would require congressional approval, which has proved difficult.
Mr. Trump's chosen Dr. Mehmet Oz to run Medicare and Medicaid. The House Ethics Committee meets today to consider releasing findings into its investigation of alleged sexual misconduct by Mr. Trump's choice for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville.
If he's got anything following that has any truth to it, he won't get confirmed.
The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed as a precaution after the Biden administration agreed to send anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine, days after approving use of American-made long-range missiles for targets inside Russia. Alexander Rodniansky is an advisor to President Zelensky.
The Biden administration is trying to give us all the available tools at their disposal at this point before they leave office to make sure that Ukraine is as strong as possible militarily.
A federal judge has ordered 19 pages of notes taken from Sean Combs' cell at New York's Metropolitan Detention Center be destroyed. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Prosecutors say the documents were swept up during a multi-day sweep of all cells at the jail in Brooklyn. They say they had no contact with jail officials before the sweep and did not order them to search Combs' cell. They claim that the papers contained information pertaining to Combs paying and finding damaging material about potential witnesses.
Sales on everything from milk to diapers aren't doing the trick.
Target Circle Week, 1 week.
Sunday to 6.
Target shares have plunged 15% after the discounter posted its biggest quarterly earnings miss in 2 years and cut its full-year forecast. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features 4 candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you watch them. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, and the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather.
The
mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning. Could see a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 46 with wind west at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 here later this afternoon. Tonight, light snow showers, breezy, low of 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, windy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I was in Target with my mom. She opened her wallet, and all of her credit cards were individually wrapped in tinfoil. She unwraps one and hands it to me as if that's a completely normal exchange of information. I go, we're not going to talk about that. She goes, talk about what, Kathleen? I go, the tinfoil, Mom. She goes, well, obviously you have not been keeping up with the news. I said, well, no, I actually thought I had been. Well, then you must have missed this story about the ray gun people. There are people now, Kathleen, with computer ray guns, and they can shoot that ray gun through my purse, through my wallet, and they gather all of your personal information off of that strip on the back of your debit card. I thought, okay, my mom's not stupid. She was a nurse for a million years, so I called my friend, who's been a cop forever, and I asked him about the ray gun people and told him about the tinfoil. He said, what I do know from being a cop for 20 years is that crazy people love tinfoil. That is a fact. An old cop told me that. Always carry tinfoil in your squad card. If you come across someone who's mentally ill and having a psychotic break, just tear off a piece of tinfoil. You calmly walk over and go make a hat.
In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping in you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Just the same. Sha la 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 la.
Ben Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you.
Chevy Chase playing an abandoned college with two guys named Walter and Donald. Well, he left the band, and Walter Becker and Donald Fagen went on to form Steely Dan. Only if Chevy Chase could have held on just a little bit longer, eh? But now you know the rest of the story. He didn't do bad for himself after leaving the band, did he? The Shine Lights. Here's Have You Seen Her?
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Common where the drummer in a band is the lead singer, but it happened with the Monkees. That's Mickey Dolan singing lead there. Last train to Clarksville. Make it 8:17. 8:17 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Got a chance of showers today. Becoming sunny, though, they say. Doesn't look like it, but that's what they say. Highs near 47. Rain and snow showers possible tonight. Lows 31. That's just 1 degree below freezing. And rain and snow showers possible tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches possible, they say, with a high near 41. Right now, cloudy and 43 degrees at Radio Park. You ever join a book club before? Here's some dedication for you. A book club in Los Angeles just finished their first book after reading and discussing it for 28 years. It's the novel Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. I've heard about it. It's one of the most difficult reads of all time. It's 628 pages. Now, they started the club in 1995 and discussed one page per month for 28 years. So what's the next book they're going to read? Finnegan's Wake. They're going to read it all over again. Hey, how about the entertainment beat now? Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hugh Grant is not a fan of his character in Notting Hill. It took about 30 years, but the actor with the toothy grin admitted his character had no guts. He didn't like the way his character handled Julia Roberts' character's fame or the paparazzi in the film. Grant says the rumors that he hates all of his films are untrue and that it's just that he hates his own characters, adding that he has self-loathing issues. That's our Hugh. The Glicked weekend is fast approaching, and Gladiator 2 and Wicked have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make and another $100 million to market. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $230 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think that's cute, Barbenheimer. I never get tired of hearing that. Pete Schwabe, weeknights, 6 to 8 o'clock on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
let's please, Mr. Postman. Carpenters had a good version of that, too. Day 24, local news and timeless hits for you at WRJN. Here's a strange holiday to celebrate. Residents of Florence, Oregon each year celebrate Exploding Whale Day. It's the anniversary of when they botched the disposal of a beached whale. They've been doing it for 54 years. They used dynamite to blow it up, and that was a huge mess. And they celebrate that. Exploding Whale Day. Everybody's got to have a holiday. I wonder if they have a parade for that. Do they give presents? What happens? Yeah, it's 8:25. Local news, timeless hits. We're looking for a chance of showers. It's becoming sunny, though, today with a high near 47. Rain and snow showers possible tonight. And it looks like rain and snow showers. 1 to 2 inches of snow possible tomorrow. Right now, it's cloudy. It's 43 degrees right here at Radio Park. And we've got the Doobie Brothers. Here's China Grove at WRJN.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to grandma's place,
that I could be trusted walking with you alone.
A picture of Sam the Sham recently, and he looks, you know, he's a good looking guy. He just doesn't look the same. I mean, he's all gray hair. He's got the same beard. He doesn't have the turban on his head, though. But he looks good. Sam the Sham. Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs. 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory is set for tomorrow. It'll run from 6 a.m. through noon for the area. At this point, the National Weather Service predicts a wet snow with accumulations between 2 and 4 inches. The warning says the morning commute could be impacted. Forecasters this year are doing things differently when it comes to temperatures and alerts.
They've surveyed the public, and they said, do you understand what this alert means and what that alert means? And most of the public says, no, we really don't know the difference. So that's why they embarked on this multi-year plan to simplify their alerts.
Meteorologist Justin Lowe says they're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings, and they'll be using different terminology. Again, a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Racine County voters go back to the polls tomorrow. It's the special election vote for the county executive position. The primary is tomorrow, and the final election will be on December 19th. The position is open due to the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features four candidates, Lorenzo Santos, Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The two top candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. Some Kenosha County voters will be asked in February if they want to up spending by $115 million. The Kenosha Unified School Board last night approved the money request referendum to be presented to taxpayers in February. The district wants an extra $23 million a year, with a good chunk used to boost school security. If passed, it would result in an estimated property tax increase of just over $300 a year for a home valued at $250,000. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning. Could see a few flurries by later this afternoon. Our high 46 with wind west at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 here later this afternoon. Tonight, light snow showers, breezy, low of 30. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers, windy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I like suspense movies like those Elvis Presley films. Because you just didn't know when he was going to start singing. No matter what he played, that was the fun part. He's a farmer plowing the fields. Lucky, the cattle stampede, and what do? I said, hey, little cattle, gonna get us up and play. And the cows are behind him going, ah-hoo, ah-hoo. You ever listen to Elvis' songs? They would always stop and start again. He must have talked that way normally at home. Hey, Priscilla, I'm on getting me a piece of pie. Hi, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you very much. My favorite of all the National Enquirer headlines was Elvis' ghost is haunting Graceland. What's he doing hanging around the hallways going, boo.
In the morning, WRJN.
Band of Gold. Local news, timeless hits for you, WRJN. It's 8:37. Let's start by asking people for their opinions on different Thanksgiving foods. And believe it or not, the type of pie that most people want is apple. I got 42% of the vote versus 39% for pumpkin pie or 19% for pecan pie. Sarah also found that people would rather have regular green beans and green bean casserole, and they're split 50-50 on stuffing versus mac and cheese. See, I grew up in a house where you didn't demand food. Whatever was served on the table, that's what we ate for the night. But so I grew up not demanding food until now. Where, when it comes to Thanksgiving pie, coconut cream pie, even coconut pie, I'll take coconut custard pie. But that's the one of the few times I've ever actually not demanded, but assertively requested. Let's put it that way. Food. Only because I don't eat coconut cream pie ever, and just Thanksgiving, I kind of like it. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, these are the Zombies.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm. Tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm.
CCR down on the corner. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. How about some restaurant news for you this morning? A Burger King worker in Alabama managed to steal $30,000 from the store over a course of a year by creating fake employees and getting them on the payroll. Of course, he was caught and charged with theft. Took him a year to figure that out? And paranormal investigators say they've recorded ghosts at a restaurant in Oklahoma. They say you can check out the video proof yourself online. Well, that would be appetizing. Ghost running around the restaurant while you eat, huh? From the Magical Mystery Tour, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Cindy's got an opposing viewpoint with my thoughts on. we allow all viewpoints
coconut
on this station.
Coconut cream pie.
Yes,
for real?
Coconut cream pie. I don't like fruit pies. I said coconut custard pie. That's okay, but I don't like
what?
Apple pie.
How do you
I don't
not like fruit pies.
I just don't like them. Never had one, and I
well,
do.
Duh, then, you know.
Well, you know, I've never had a beer, I've never had a cigarette, I've never had, you know, a lot of things, and I just know I don't like them.
Well, Don, I see that my work is not done here. I'm going to have to.
Well, you would tell me green
take
beans.
Take you outside and go, so you put it up like this, and you puff on it, and then you.
No, I don't smoke. I never smoked a cigarette. I never tried a beer in my life. I tasted a beer once. I took a sip, but that was
well,
it.
You dipped your tongue in, and I was like,
yeah, I did.
Not for me.
Took a sip, and that was
I
it.
See
I didn't
you
like
that.
It. I didn't like it. Anyway, so green bean casserole.
Is the best.
Okay, here's my green vegetable story. I think I may have told this on the air before. My mother made dinner in our house. you didn't request what you wanted. It was just served. And she knew I didn't like vegetables, green vegetables, but she accidentally put a whole scoop of peas on my plate. And she realized it at the last second. And she started to take my plate away. My father said, no, leave it. He's going to eat it.
Oh, no.
And I said, Dad, I can't. He said, you're going to eat it, and you're not leaving this table until you finish it. I said, I can't. I'm going to throw up. Don't make me eat the peas. And he said, you're not leaving the table. So dinner was over. My brother, my mother, and father went down to the basement, the rec room, and watched TV for 2 hours. And I sat there at that table and stared at the wall and didn't touch the pea. It's not that I was being,
they were canned peas, weren't they?
Yeah, but
I couldn't eat those too.
I couldn't eat any peas, and I wasn't being a troublemaker. I said, Dad, I'm not going to keep them down if I eat them, and I know I won't. I know I wouldn't. And I've eaten peas in vegetable soup before, but just a plateful of them, I just couldn't do it.
Well, Don, I actually threw up the peas. I had the same incident. My mom made me sit there. I sat there with the peas. She finally said, I mean it. Eat it right now. Put it in your mouth. So I put it in, and it came shooting back up. No.
Well, and I've never had green beans. I've never had peas. I never had cauliflower. I did have okra once. That's a whole story unto itself.
Oh, okay.
Never had Brussels sprouts, I'm like that Leave It to Beaver episode with Brussels sprouts when you wouldn't eat them. There were things I know I don't want, and I got through life without eating them. And
look at you now.
Well, I like carrots, and now I turned on the news last night, there's a national recall of carrots.
Of stuff makes me want to eat carrots. It's like, well, I'll show you.
Yeah, Cindy will be foaming at the mouth, shaking. She'll have the shivers. She'll be in the hospital turning all different shades of blue and purple.
Yeah, I'll still be here on the air.
And she says, see, I told ya. All right. It's 8:49, local news, timeless. It's a WRJM. We got a chance of showers becoming sunny, though, they say. Now, I looked at it again, and they said sunshine later today.
There's just a little bit.
Highs near 47 degrees. Rain and snow showers possible tonight. Lows 31. Rain and snow showers with 1 to 2 inches possible tomorrow with a high near 41. You're not going to have snow hanging around when it's 41 degrees. Although I did go into the shed and took this snow shovel out and put it in the lobby. I don't know if you saw.
Ooh, there you go.
When you were coming in, it was in the breezeway over there. Because you never know. Cloudy and 43 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN. 1, 2, 3. Good luck.
It's 8:55. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. No matter what office you work in, no matter what factory you work in, these people are there. You don't know who they are until it happens. They're the OJs, the backstabbers.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. You